Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of James, we completed our study of James chapter 3. Today, we will be starting with James chapter 4, verses 1 through 4.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Thank you. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, coming to you again with another Lamp and Light broadcast. Today, we'll begin studying James chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, as we look at the war of selfish engagement. I trust that you'll have your King James Bible ready and pencil and paper so you can take notes. We do word studies in this study, so it's very important that you have a King James Bible so that you're looking at the same words upon which we look. And then also, let me encourage you to write us if you missed today's broadcast and let us know you'd like to have a copy of the CD of the entire message on the war of selfish engagement. You can write us at the address that is given by our announcer at the conclusion of the broadcast. And then if you will include a gift of $5. Let us know by which radio station you are listening, and make sure you put the title, War of Selfish Engagement, or that you put James chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, and that'll help us greatly. Now, we also ask you to contact your friends and other people that you know, and ask them to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Talk to your pastors. Get them to listen in as well. And we want to see this grow. As you know, we do not have an advertising firm nor marketing firm to tell about the Lamp and Light. We depend upon radio listeners to spread the word. And so, my friend, you're listening to my voice today. We're depending on you to let the Lord work through you to spread the news about the Lamp and Light broadcast. And by the way, we would like to hear from you. You don't necessarily have to send money in. Just write us and let us know whether or not the ministry is a blessing to you, whether it's edifying, whether it's instructing you in righteousness, whether it's a good instruction for the Word of God in your life. Just write us and let us know that you're listening. And I would like to hear some of you folks from Montana and on up into Ohio and Michigan and Wyoming and Pennsylvania and New York and then on down to the southern states. We'd like to hear from you. And so you're listening to my voice. You're the one that we're talking to. So please write us and let us hear from you. Again, our announcer gives you our address at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. Now, if you have your Bibles ready and pencil and paper, follow along as I read from James chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members? Ye lust, and have not. Ye kill, and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be the friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now, as one looks at chapter 4, he should not divorce it from the contrast, or for that matter, from the context, should I say, of this book. Anytime you study a book of the Bible, write down notes. Be sure that what you read a few chapters later does not contradict the context of the book. In chapter 3, one sees the problems of the tongue. We saw that it is a result of a problem of the heart. And Jesus spoke of this in Luke 6:45. And what a key verse it is, because our Lord mentions himself of the many bad things proceeding from the heart and defiling the man. Now, chapter 4 will show us a root problem of the heart, and that is the problem of selfishness. This sinful heart, as with any sin, finds that its effect is not singular. It's always plural. As seeds that find some produce 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold, you find that also the seeds of sin are the same way. Sometimes they produce 30, 60, or 100-fold, but rarely is it single. Now, the first thing we want to look at here is the war of selfish engagement. And I think in doing that, we must make a definition for you for this term, selfish engagement. Selfish engagement is when we feel like we know what we want and we will do what we can to obtain it. Whether we step on people, war, exercise wrath, or use unethical means to attain our personal desires. When one looks at verse 1, what a contrast to verses 17 and 18 that we have just finished in chapter 3. As a matter of fact, let me read verses 1 and 2 to you again, and then I'll jump back and read verses 17 and 18 of chapter 3. Verses 1 and 2 here of James 4, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? You lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, you fight and war. Now listen to verse 17 of chapter 3. What a contrast. For it says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Now, isn't that quite a contrast to chapter 4, verses 1 and 2? If we have the wisdom which is from above manifested in our life, then fightings and wars will not be with the local church. Rather, it will be against Satan, the flesh, and the world, that is, the world system. Now notice, he says, from whence come wars and fightings? And notice that wars and fightings are plural. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Among you. Oh, how dreadful that accusation. Because that shows that the warring and the fighting is within the local church. It's among its members. And when a house is divided, it begins to crumble and fall. Now, these wars and fightings are often engaged in as a result of partiality, jealousy, materialism, and the thirst for either power or recognition or self-exaltation. And my friend, these are selfish lusts. Now, I want you to turn, if you will, in your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. And I'm going to read these and comment on these verses as I go. Now, verse 10 says, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Now, notice he says they despise government. That is, they simply have problems with submission to authority. Perhaps you know people like that. They can't submit in the home. They can't submit on the job. They can't submit at church. They have problems with submission to authority. Some people will lose jobs over these issues. And they'll use terms such as, well, I'm not a doormat. Or, well, they're just too controlling. Or they'll say something like, well, they want me to crawl. But the truth is a selfish heart produces an unsubmissive spirit. And what a shame that is. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Don't become obsessed with evil thoughts concerning others. We need to let God deal with the lives of others. Yes, we must take our stand, but once we've taken our stand and we just stick with it, we don't have to keep coming back, but rather let God deal with the people that are unwilling to do righteously. Now, 2 Peter, then, as we continue there, verse 11 says, "Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord." Now, that speaks of accusation. And do you realize that the name devil means accuser? When we accuse people, we tell them off. That's when we act most like Satan. It is because he has a stronghold in our life. Now, notice that they speak evil in verse 12, but says, "But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption." You see, this speaking evil is the sin of the tongue, rearing its ugly head. Notice that they speak evil. And that's what it is. When there's gossip, when there's the sowing of discord, when there's griping and there's grumbling, be it in the home, be it on the job, be it in the church, then my friend, that is speaking evil. And it is a sin. Although no restraint is seen among men in the world, there should be restraint among Christians. So when there are wars and fightings in the church, the natural question is, why? From whence? And verse 1 says, "Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members?" Kind of sounds like 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. "Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul." Now, my friend, carnal desires, that is lust, they rage within the believer and thwart spiritual progress. Of course, this shows that there's a lack in an area of the fruit of the Spirit. And my friend, that lack is in the area of temperance or self-control.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you're listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all, who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.